Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And this show is just to celebrate the greatness, the awesome Prince. He just recently celebrated his 54th birthday. And right now my switchboard is not pulled up because when the show started, I am still uploading music. But one thing about it, when I do turn pull up the switchboard, please call in at 714-409-0614, and I will be in the chat room in a few. But there is a song that I was attempting to upload, and we're supposed to have our songs uploaded way before showtime, But I didn't. I'm speechless. But again, this Prince has celebrated his 54th birthday, and throughout the week, I'll be playing Prince songs and talking about Prince also, amongst other artists also, because I have been receiving all sorts of music. But before we go any further, I do want to congratulate Miami. So we do know who will be playing in the playoffs. Well, not the playoffs, but the NBA Finals, which kicks off on Tuesday, on June the 12th. It will be the Thunder and the Heat, like I predicted. But Prince is just amazing. I have posted and tweeted a lot of information regarding Prince's career. But on my page, my Facebook page is like Prince Capital of the World. I'm talking about Prince fans, Prince proteges. I network with most of, all of the original band members of Prince's original band. Because, you know, Prince, when he started out, he recorded most of it. He recorded all of his music. He wrote, produced, and recorded all of his music. And then he formed his band to support him, touring and doing other work. And then the band was named Revolution in 1979 to tour. And some people, because some people might think, well, the Revolution started probably like 82, 81, but 79. One thing about it, I've loved Prince since before he even appeared on Dick Clark and Midnight Special and so on, just from his first release. And so a lot of things I just know naturally, but Prince has so much information. I mean, so much information that a lot of us don't even know about. And I would love to do a show in the near future with those that collect Prince, you know, collectibles, memorabilia. Because, you know, I have rare items, but I'm not a big-time collector, believe it or not. And I am friends on and offline with some amazing individuals who collect Prince items. I had a rare Purple Rain jacket that vanished on me the holiday season of 2006 going into 2007, a jacket where I had performed a talent show at my high school. Because I don't know if you all, I worked for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, and in the 80s, right when Purple Rain came, my Prince had a line called the Purple Rain Collection. So I cherished that Purple Rain jacket, and that jacket vanished on me. So, wow. My some family members had relocated and stayed here, and I thought I had cleaned out everything from a guest room. And when I went back to get my jacket, oh, my God, my jacket was gone. So I imagine it got thrown out or something. But I was just heartbroken. So I don't know. Hopefully I have it put up somewhere, but I don't think so. I think it's gone bye-bye. So that was something I cherished, but I do have like rare vinyl and 45s that I cherish. But there are many of you that have a lot of tour collectibles and just a lot of rare things. A lot of people are artists, and they produce their own one-of-a-kind items, and that's what's so awesome. And one thing about it, the late Michael Jackson was also a big Prince fan also. I mean, obviously the Jacksons admire Prince and the Minneapolis Sound, Janet Jackson working with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. And so that's just amazing in itself. I loved it when Janet Jackson came out with Control, but Prince and his sister Tyka, they grew up loving the Jacksons, and the Jacksons, you know, admire his work. So that's just amazing. So I'm just pretty much talking naturally, like about Prince, but there are a lot of books that have been written about Prince, and a couple of my favorites the book Purple Rain, written by John Bram, you know, the Minneapolis-based journalist. That's one of my favorite books, Purple Rain. I don't know, my Aunt Midra gave that to me as a gift. And also another book that I like about the, if you're those of you that like would like to know more about his early career, his early days, is Dance, Music, Sex, Romance, Prince, The First Decade, and that authored by Pierre Nielsen. And to be honest, I think Prince is a ghostwriter on this book, because this book, Prince, The First Decade, really goes into detail regarding just Prince's development as a young, new artist. And an artist that believed in being original and believed in being his own person and his own artist. So those are two of my favorites. And I'd love for you to share with me also by calling 714-409-0614 or chatting with me in the chat room or emailing me or just networking with me, because this is pretty much just start a conversation for future shows to talk about Prince himself. Now, we all know that in 2004, Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Prince does not have his star yet. And we all know that when celebrities are nominated to receive a star, that they must, well, we don't all know, but it's obvious. Have you ever noticed that whenever celebrities receive stars, they're present? It's very important for a when nominating a celebrity that you mail them the paperwork to confirm that they will be present whenever they're nominated and they it's confirmed that they will receive their star. It is very necessary for the celebrity to be present at the time of receiving the Hollywood Walk of Fame star. And then also there's a maintenance fee also. I haven't checked the fee in like a year, but I know it used to be $25,000. So the price might be up. So if I'm not mistaken, usually every year the deadline to nominate your favorite celebrity in, you know, music, film, TV, it's usually like the end of May, because the board of directors of the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they meet to determine who will be on the list to get nominated, you know, similar to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then they vote and they decide on who will be the recipients of the following year. So that's pretty much how the process operates. And I was checking out last.fm, you know, the website that's based in the UK, and they have amazing information regarding Prince's career and the beginnings, and also present time information, because I'm a history buff, and I know many of you are history buffs also. And they really go into detail about the beginning of Prince, the dates of when different band members joined the band, the dates when the Revolution disbanded, and then he formed the Counter Revolution, and it just goes all in detail. I have tweeted and I have posted on Facebook that information, but really, all of the original band members from the lineup are on Facebook. And, you can like their fan pages if you're not on their friend list, or if their friend list have reached capacity. And also, there's in the Protégés, and there's Vanity is Denise Matthews, Jill Jones, she's very active and friendly on Facebook. Gail Chapman, she's amazing. Gail Chapman is who Lisa replaced. She's on Facebook, and Lisa is just awesome. Wendy and Lisa, you know, they are still active. And you know, recently the Revolution reunited. I wish I would have been there, could have gone to Minneapolis, because recently the Revolution all got together, like in the month of February. If you visit Brown Mark's page, you would see like pictures galore of the reunion of the Revolution. I'm talking about Bobby Z, Dr. Fink, just the original Revolution. And also the Andre Simone, that he's the original Revolution. But Dickerson was there. Obviously Brown Mark was there, Wendy Lisa was there, Bobby Z was there, Dr. Fink was there, and then obviously other musicians that Minneapolis sound musicians and proteges of Prince and those that have the original sounds. And another Minneapolis artist that is very friendly, and I had the pleasure of meeting him in the 80s when he was headlining tour, New Edition. Well, I think New Edition was on that tour. Maybe not, but Jesse Johnson. Jesse Johnson is awesome when it comes to providing his fans and supporters and loved ones with important information. And he's always searching for ways to get direct feedback from the audience and from those who like his music and those whose opinions really matter. So that's one thing that I like about him. He really shares a lot about himself, his personal and professional life. Also, you know, being musicians work a lot in film. So Jesse Johnson talks a lot about his film career. But I know I'm not alone when it comes to Prince supporters who love to see him accept a nomination, because I've mentioned and sent him like paperwork before, because I thought I just missed something. I said this before on the show. I thought maybe I just, you know how we zone out sometimes. I thought maybe I had zoned out and missed Prince getting his star. And, you know, maybe he just have always felt that maybe it's not time, but he definitely has earned receiving his star now, and also not just for him, but for those he has worked with and for those of us who just love and support his work worldwide. And he's just loved everywhere, he and his band and the proteges and so on. I can't wait for Bria to come out with some new music. I know she's always working on new music, but I can't wait to hear some of her new creations. And we know Shelby not only is part of MPG, but she also is known as the Black Gypsy. Her band is the Black Gypsy, and that's the same name of her production company. And then also Alisa Fiorella Deese. Not only is she a part of MPG, but also she has a successful jazz career. So this is amazing. But feel free to call in and talk about why you like Prince and how much his music has influenced you and so on. But I like I said, I've always loved his music since I was a little girl. It's always been inspirational. I know in the early days it was kind of raunchy and controversial, but his music and his lyrical content has always been amazing from the beginning to the present time. He's definitely a musical genius. Like I said before, he needs to make more films and maybe, you know, delve more into producing documentaries and docufilms. I feel that a biopic, I've always felt this, and I've shared this with him, that a biopic needs to be made. It's time for a biopic to be made about his life. We had Purple Rain, yes, which was a semi-biographical film. Then we had Graffiti Bridge. I know we had Under the Cherry Moon, but Graffiti Bridge was like this, you know, kind of like part two of the Purple Rain, but wasn't part two of the Purple Rain, you know. And I don't, you know what I would love to see? The 16mm reel film that was the start of Purple Rain. It was like a live footage film that they had filmed before Purple Rain. So I guess that was more of a documentary. I would love to see that. That was like the basis to the film. I used to hear about that back in the days, you know, back in the 80s about that that footage and so on. But it's just so much to talk about and so much to say about Prince. And it would be wonderful if you all would call in 714-409-0614. Like I said, I would be playing and talking more about Prince and the Minneapolis Sound. And also, I have another broadcast that I do on Springer.com. And I know I haven't been, I wanted to keep it up consistently on Sundays, producing different, you know, like Sunday music on Sundays. And please excuse me, because I was being interrupted. Being interrupted. Excuse me. Excuse me, I was on air. I was being interrupted. Please excuse me. Because this is live radio and anything is possible. But back to what I was saying, it's something I'm on air doing live radio, being interrupted. Okay, excuse me. Oh, I was talking about the film. And I was kind of being interrupted, so my apologies. And I was on a roll. I'm not looking at notes. I'm just talking from my heart and from my mind. But please call in at 714-409-0614. Now, I've lost my train of thought for a little bit because I'm on air, and then I do not like silence. I know you all are the same way. One of the steppers of Blog Talk Radio feels the same way. She says she likes to host her shows for co-hosts, so it won't be any dead air. And I definitely agree with her. Oh, what I was saying is, you know, I do have produce with Springer.com also. And I not only do music, but sometimes I like to do commentary shows and so on with Springer.com. But I was checking out some stuff. I was trying to see if I could pull some stuff up on my Facebook page that I had posted for Springer.com. Let's see. I want to shout out Spark People, amazing website. I started online classes, health and fitness classes. So shout out to my coach, Christy. I missed my class tonight. I had the worst time logging in. But now I have it figured out, so I won't be missing any more classes. And shout out to my new Facebook friends, Mary Washington and Michael Yant. I'm like confirming a Facebook friend request right now. But I have posted, and I had a song uploading of Strange Relationship by Prince. I love that song. So that's the song that I was uploading. But I had to get on air. So you all, those of you that haven't heard that in a long time, you'll hear it soon because I will play it. And also I want to remind you all of the topics that will be discussed this week. Tomorrow, of course, we'll continue the review of walk-off weight and other, you know, topics. We'll talk about this, you know, current in entertainment and lifestyle stories. Tuesday, Cousin Linda is coming back. We're talking about summer deals, summer travel. Last Tuesday we talked about being prepared and what to have when you're traveling domestically and internationally. and I haven't resumed traveling. And on Wednesday, Belinda Bostic is returning. And Belinda, the topic on Wednesday for Matters of the Heart Wednesday is image. It's all about body image, not just your image, but body image. And that's something that men and women and everyone in between have to deal with, and that's our body image. And even people with the best bodies have some type of issue with body image. Some of us have 100%, oh, I'm perfect. Some of us are trying to be perfect. Some of us just want to, you know, flatten their tummy like myself. But we're talking about body image and romance and our sex lives, or lack thereof, on Wednesday. So that's pretty much going to be the topic, body image, romance, and one's intimate sex life. That's what Wednesday would be about. And Thursday, we'll have Max Cove will be guest on Thursday discussing a fashion show that will be a benefit fashion show, which is scheduled to be held at Highland Village Shopping Center here in Jackson, Mississippi, located on I-55 North at Northside Drive, Highland Village. I love Highland Village. That is a location that I've always wanted to open my own boutique salon, but it's a very historical, very nice shopping area here in Jackson, Mississippi, historic area. And the Max Cove is a design company, couture business attire. And you'll hear more, and I'll tell you more tomorrow also about Max Cove and about the benefit fashion show that is scheduled for next Saturday evening at Highland Village Shopping Center. And then next Saturday, my guest for weekend edition would be True God, rap artist, producer, you name it, multi-talented. So I'll also tell you more about his appearance, which is, and you'll see the promos also regarding his appearance for next Saturday. So that's pretty much what we'll be talking about throughout the week. And on Wednesday, I'm hosting a Spreecast. You all know that when I got turned on to Spreecasting by going to participating with a Lewis Howes Spreecast party when he released his book back, his most recent book back in February, I just became addicted to Spreecasting. And if you all have not checked out Spreecast, definitely check it out. Spreecast, SpreeCast.com. It's amazing. That's a Spreecast schedule for Wednesday. But I'm going to play a song by Brian Mark that some of you have heard, and it's called Skeletons. And then we have about, the live stream is going to stop in about a minute and a half, but we're going to continue on for about another 10 minutes because I wanted to share some more historical facts regarding the artist Prince.
Skeletons in my closet.
That was Brown Mark, Skeleton. Fantastic song, right? Some of you who aren't new to the show have heard me play that song before, and that is the formal basis with The Revolution. Brown Mark, you remember, he replaced Andre Simone, but that was him, and he is still producing like crazy. And like I said before, you should like his fan page if you cannot befriend him. And also, there's an awesome fan group page called Brown Mark Nation that will keep you updated and informed regarding his work also. But he's pretty open and direct regarding the project that he's working on, and he liked to keep in touch with people and like people to provide their email addresses to him so he can follow up and just keep people informed with what's going on. And when he can, when you're talented, he likes to work with different people. So like most artists who work with Prince before, people that have worked with him, just Prince has the strong work ethic, and those that he worked with have strong work ethic. That's why his fans are just so amazing. So, wow. And I've never been to a Prince concert, so I've known him since I was a little kid. I've never been in person. So I'm looking forward to attending one of his shows. So hopefully they'll resume touring in the U.S. because they hadn't covered the Midwest and the South yet. They covered the East Coast and West Coast, but hadn't covered the Midwest and the Deep South yet, and no southern part, and also the Midwest where he's from. Maybe have done a couple of dates here and there. But I hope you enjoyed that. I shared a poem this morning. It's a poem I had written a long time ago, but it was published a few years ago in a poetry anthology book. And it goes like this. It's something for you all. Feel good. Sunday's closing out. And it's called I Love You. And it's composed by me. And it goes like this. I love you. You're always there for me. Without you, I don't know where I would be. I love you for all the things that you do. I love you for being you. I love you, God. And it's more where that came from. So I'm going to start sharing more of my creative side, more with the listening audience, and, you know, online also. So, you know, it's good to have a balance. But time is about to run out, and don't fret, because I will be playing Prince music throughout the week, and also music by other artists also. And like I said, we have a musical guest scheduled for Saturday, and I will definitely keep you informed what's going on in beauty, fashion this week. We have a very diverse week this week, dealing with music, fashion, travel advice, you know, but not only matters of the heart, but matters of our body and the way we see ourselves, because we'll be talking about body image. But Prince, I hope you're feeling good. You're definitely, from the footage that I see, you're definitely moving around like you're 24 instead of 54. Those who love you, we've been celebrating your birthday. I've just been amazed by my friends that are friends offline, but then, you know, online, there has just been parties. There's been so many Prince birthday parties online. It's just been amazing. And I'm talking about you. We've been sharing rare footage and old school and new school and some of everything regarding Prince and celebration of his birthday. So it's definitely been a, you know, my project is the Purple Bazaar Love Fest, but it's definitely been a Purple Bazaar Love Fest going on in regards to celebrating his Royal Badness June 7th. Birthday, where he turned 54. Yeah, so that's amazing. Madonna will be turning 54 in August, and Michael Jackson, he would have been turning 54 at the end of August. So it's just amazing. The Prince and Madonna, wow, Madonna's the same, you know, no difference. You know, she'll be starting her American tour soon. Just kicked off her, you know, the world tour just recently, like last week or week before. And so a lot of us who love Prince music pretty much love Madonna also. So we've been having a blast. What I've been having a blast about, checking out all the designs. Looking at footage of her dancers preparing for the tour. Madonna and Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson, they are just on point when it comes to now I saw Janet when she had the Rhythm Nation tour in Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, when Black Cat was hot. So I love and rock and roll, love I'm just in awe. My late friend Chris, whose birthday was June 6th, we went to that concert, and it was just an amazing concert. I mean, we stayed on the same hotel and in the same floor that Janet Jackson stayed on. So that was just an amazing experience. Just amazing seeing Janet live like that. A few years before, I had seen Michael Jackson in Dallas, the Bad Tour. And so my niece, who lives in Dallas, and a couple of my friends here, and my boyfriend at the time, who turned out to be my first husband, we just had a blast at that concert also. So, but pretty much, Prince, you rock. We're going to be celebrating you more because we love you so much. And those of you who love Prince and MPG members and Prince, call anytime. 714-409-0614. But before I get, before I get on a roll and the show, it's time for the show to end, I'll go ahead and conclude. But you notice that poem was about God. My attorney, Jay Lucas in Dallas, he was talking earlier today, and I think he was going to post like a scripture, Bible verse on his Facebook page, and Facebook blocked him. You know, and he was just in shock, and you know, because some people were offended, but you know, I'm like, a lot of people definitely, and you know me, I have friends of all backgrounds, from atheists to I respect all holy books, the Quran and other books and the Holy Bible and so on, because we pray to the higher power, and that's, you know, God, Jehovah, Allah, you know, and that's something that Attorney Jay got blocked because he had posted a Bible scripture or Bible verse or something like that, but from posting a religious scripture. Isn't that something? Because we all need God. We all need a higher power, regardless of our religious belief. You know, so I just, you know, since I shared that poem, it just made me think about that. That's all. But I thank you all for joining me, and you will, in the morning, you will hear a strange relationship for my 5:30 a.m. broadcast, because it will be completed uploading then. So you definitely will hear strange relationship the 5:30 a.m. broadcast, those of you who can make it. And right now it's morning time with my friends in L.A., not L.A., London and overseas. So good morning, and because when it's morning here, it's usually in the afternoon. That's why when Cousin Linda gets on air, she likes to say good afternoon, good evening to everyone. And she will be traveling to Paris this fall. But my friends in London and Paris, oh, my God, you all show so much love. My friends here do too, but my overseas listeners are just amazing. And my online friends are just amazing. I mean, yes, my friends locally here in the States are amazing too, but I just love the love that I get from my friends overseas. So I thank you, and I really do appreciate you. And we have exceeded now 65,000 views since the show premiered on March 21st, 2011. And so I thank you, and I really appreciate you. And the show's a little over a year later, still in developmental stages. But it's been on the up and up. I thought when I had taken that hiatus back in the fall that I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know what to expect. But the listening audience developed even when I took the hiatus. And you all know that when you miss shows, or certain shows you haven't heard, every show is on the profile, blogtalkradio.com/culture shot, KULTRESHOKENT -BETH, BETH. Every show, archive show, previously broadcasted episodes are on the website. So the website is 24/7. Okay? And those of you that are interested in advertising, that was a topic that we had during our last weekly meeting with the Blog Talk Radio staff regarding providing you all with the proper advertisement information. So I know you want to get your businesses and your services and your products advertised properly, and you want it to be a win-win situation. It definitely will be, and so that's why it's so important for us to know to provide you with the best information so you can get the best deals also. But thank you, and I really appreciate you. And those of you that are joining me at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, I look forward to, you know, sipping. I'll be sipping my green tea, hot green tea, and or maybe hot cocoa, but, you know. And if it's afternoon in London and Paris, no, I don't know what you all are sipping. But, you know, some of us sip the same thing for breakfast over here, so don't let us fool you. But, again, thank you for your support, and until next time, God bless. But I just wanted to keep my word regarding talking about Prince and celebrating Prince, the artist, the man, the legend, the multi-talented artist.